Living in and out of a big fat suitcase. Bonafide vibe, step aside my Johnson. Yes, I could, in the woods of Wisconsin. I wake up the cake, get the lake, she's kissing me. As they do when they do in Sicily. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys are enjoying all of these details we're sharing about Door County, Wisconsin. Who knew, Olivia, that there were so many fun things to do?
The Cape Cod of the Midwest.
It absolutely is. And I mean, Linda talking about the lighthouse, I'm ready to go see that.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. It's right on the cliffs, very scenic, and it's in a national park, too.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it because you were actually there. So why don't you share with us, because I am dying to hear like your favorite things.
Well, I did love everything we've talked about already, but some of my other favorites would be the Canna Island Lighthouse in Bailey's Harbor, and that's located on its own island that you can explore the entire grounds, and you also can climb to the top. It's 89 feet tall and enjoy views of Lake Michigan from the outside deck. There aren't a lot of lighthouses in Door County that you can actually explore the outside deck of the lighthouse. You can kind of just climb to the top of the stairs and peek out. But here you can walk out there and get these panoramic views of the lake. Very beautiful. And when the weather is agreeable, you can walk from the mainland to the island. We actually kind of talked about this in our Father's Day episode too. A fun trip to Door County. Yeah. And this is one of the things you can do. So you can walk from the mainland to the island, or you can ride in a trailer that's hauled by a tractor.
I know, but you were talking about that on the Father's Day show. I was like, that sounds like my kind of way to get to the island. I love that. It just sounds like one of those Instagrammable moments. And you know, I love those.
Absolutely. And you can also explore the lighthouse keeper's home. There's a separate oil house and wooden barn. And also throughout the island, if you have time to explore, you'll see structures built by former keepers and also the ruins of a freighter that ran aground in 1928. So it's just been kind of decaying over time.
Yeah, but makes for a very interesting kind of thing to see.
Yes.
What about, because I know there's like good food there.
Yes. One of the most popular destinations is in Ephraim called Wilson's Restaurant and Ice Cream. And it's been in operation since 1906. People come just to visit Wilson's every summer. It's located right across the street from the lake, so it's really beautiful. And they're known, of course, for their homemade ice cream that they make every day. And they kind of have a signature of topping it with the jelly bean. So that's unique instead of a cherry.
Well, I saw that. You posted that on Instagram.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, I hope you guys are really checking out the Instagram because you posted some great pictures. And that one really had my mouth watering. I wanted some of that.
I want some more, too. And it's Anita in Friends.
Yes.
If you want to check that out on Instagram, follow us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all they have. It's located in a classic diner-style restaurant. They've got booths and a jukebox and a kind of an Americana theme. So it's a nice throwback restaurant. And of course, you can get hamburgers and hot dogs, but some other great signature sandwiches too.
Well, you know, I love an old school kind of place. I'm all about the old school. But what about kayaking? Because I think you kayaked, didn't you?
We did kayak. The weather, it was a wet, foggy day, but it still was a great time out on the water. And we kayaked with Gravity Trails. And they have a variety of beginner-friendly kayaking tours with really friendly guides that'll take you through. So you can tour shipwrecks, and they've got some clear bottom kayaks that you can use when you tour those shipwrecks. You can see down into the water.
That's cool.
Yes, and you can also explore a cave at the Cave Point. Or you can plan a tour that will have you out on the water at sunset, taking the view of the sun setting on the water.
That sounds beautiful. But what about going by the lighthouses? That should be a great way to get out to the lighthouses as well, right?
Yes, that's the tour that we took, the Eagle Bluff tour. So we went past the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse that we talked about on the show and Horseshoe Island, which is right there too, before coming back. And on the way back, the little narrow waterway has a current that kind of takes you right back to shore. So you don't really have to work on the way back. Convenient.
That's my kind of kayaking.
Yes.
Just sit back and let the water take you in.
And then Gravity Trails has locations in New Orleans and Austin, Texas. So if you're looking for other kayaking expeditions, there are some options there too.
Sounds great. Sounds really good.
And I also want to talk about the place that I stayed while I was in Door County, and that's the Alpine Resort and Golf Course in Egg Harbor, which is considered Door County's original vacation destination. It's another place that has a lot of history. It's been in operation since 1921, and it's kind of a Swiss theme. They've got a Swiss-German restaurant there. There's an expansive grounds to explore, a 36-hole golf course, and also a beautiful waterfront that gets another picturesque sunset, which was on the Instagram page, too.
Sounds fantastic. This is Travel Bags with Anita and friends. And Olivia is talking about her favorite things from her trip to Door County, Wisconsin. And Olivia, I think not only me, I think the listeners, our friends out there, are taking notes and they're ready to plan a trip and go there.
Yes. If you like kind of waterfront, small towns, this is a really great option because not only do they have that and lots of fun shops right there on the water, but they've got orchards and wineries, beautiful parks, plenty of lighthouses. So there's a lot of things to do there.
A lot of things to explore. So it sounds like it's great for a Father's Day travel gift, as we mentioned in the Father's Day show last week. But also, it is good for families, too. History buffs, people who really like to go exploring, outdoors people, you know, want to go kayaking, hiking, doing all those things. Sounds great.
Yeah, there are a lot of different kayaking and hiking, you know, options, not just beginner friendly, but if you're more experienced, there are plenty of options there for you too.
Very cool.
And of course, lots of great places to stay. We were just talking about the Alpine Resort. And I also want to mention that one of their golf courses, the ninth hole, is rated the most scenic hole in Wisconsin. So if you are kind of a golf fanatic and you're trying to cross off, you know, different courses that you've played, maybe take a look at the Alpine Resort and Golf Course.
And also, you want to make sure you get a room that's facing that course.
Yes. They actually do have a couple suites above the golf course chalet there. So you can stay where they have the golf carts and where everybody, you know, gets set up for the day. They've got a restaurant. So that's an option for you if you really just want to focus on the golf.
And a lot of people do. A lot of people travel just for the golf.
Yes.
So what else? Because I know you did a lot of other things, too. I mean, your Instagram pictures really had me just ready to jump in the car, jump on a plane, and go.
Well, I'm still thinking about Sister Bay in general. I mean, I did have a favorite restaurant there, but Sister Bay in itself is number one in Wisconsin for small-town dining. They've got a world-famous Swiss restaurant, a five-star steakhouse, a Goats on the Roof place, which many of us, if we are driving around the mountains, you may have seen our own Goats on the Roof place here in Georgia. But of course, it's right on the water too. They've got a beautiful pavilion there where there are lots of concerts and live entertainment. But my favorite restaurant that we went to was Grass's Grill, and they serve breakfast and lunch fresh every day. And they also have vegetarian and gluten-free options, which are really yummy too. Of course, I did not for that myself, but I can confirm it is delicious. I had the Door County breakfast, two eggs, applewood smoked bacon, hash browns, and toast. And, of course, we had to try some Door County cheese curds as well, because when in Wisconsin.
Right. You can't be in Wisconsin and not have cheese curds. I mean, come on now. Got to have that.
Yes.
And you have to put on the cheese hat, too. Did you do that while you were there?
I put on a little cheese crown. It's like a cheese tiara.
You were the cheese queen.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
For a day.
For a day. We can do thumbs up on that one. But now, Olivia, you got there by flying Delta, so Delta flies in?
Delta does fly in, and honestly, it took probably 30 minutes less than they said it would. So it's a really quick flight. Now, the drive from the Milwaukee airport to Door County is about 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So you do want to prepare for that. Stock up on some cheese curds for the drive.
For the drive.
But
yes,
the flight is really simple, really easy.
Well, that sounds great. So flying into Milwaukee makes it really easy. Delta has flights into there, our hometown airline. So sounds like it's definitely one of those things to put on the list.
Yeah, very, very easy, I would say.
And you have a little bit of a road trip from Milwaukee.
You do have a road trip. You can, you know, you'll drive through Milwaukee. You'll take in some farmland. Mm-hmm. I mean, Wisconsin is known as America's Dairyland, so you'll see plenty of that on your way to Door County.
Plenty of cows.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, this has been great, Olivia. Thank you for coming back and sharing so much about your special trip to Door County. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. May not find cheese down there, but you'll certainly find a lot of great seafood. Shrimp, oysters, crabs, all those kind of things down on the Georgia coast. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back soon with more great tips and travel destinations here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. Oh.